This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back to the old phone number after having to switch a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was only like a week or so ago. That 202 number we had, that is no longer working. You can now go back to the previous one, 603-283-6160. And thanks for bearing with us on these changes. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And at some point here tonight, we are expecting to get an update from the campground over at Rogers Campground. Beautiful, beautiful location. I wish I could go this year. Unfortunately, I am restricted from leaving home. I can leave with permission of my probation officer, which is a funny thing to have as someone who's not been convicted of anything. But nonetheless, I'm here with an ankle monitor.
Home detention, just like they told me when I asked, why am I being handcuffed the day of the raid? I was like, why am I being handcuffed? Am I being arrested? They said, you're being detained.
Just detained.
So that way we can make sure that nothing in the house is going to hurt us.
Right, because they are afraid. They believe that everybody is as violent as they are, and that's what they expect. They expect to encounter violence, and so they act very, very cautiously. I don't want to dwell on that or harp on what happened on the 16th, but that's the reason why we're not there. That's the reason why you and I, you who has never been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival or Fork Fest.
Which I was really excited.
Yeah, and I was too, to be there with you. The federal government has ruined that.
But I am also liking our staycation.
For sure. And, you know, there's still a small chance I might be able to go for, like, a day. But that's only if the magistrate in the case rules that I can actually see and speak to Aria DeMezzo, who is the person who is leading the show from the campground. And due to technical difficulties, they were unable to produce the show there today. So that's why we're here. The phones are open. We're here live, 603-283-6160. And hopefully we'll hear from somebody on the campground and get an update.
Did you tell Matt that the number changed?
No, I'm trying to get him to call in through the SIP method just so it'll sound better, but it's not an easy process necessarily to get through. There's a bunch of hoops to jump through, so I'm seeing how many hoops he's willing to try to jump through before he gets frustrated and just, you know, I'll give him the phone number then. He can call in. So anyway, we're talking about anxiety and depression, which thankfully you and I don't have a problem with, Bonnie. You know, we are of the belief that this is for most people that claim to have these things in their head. It's something that they can beat if they change their mindset about it.
And if it started in your childhood, it doesn't make it any less, it makes it harder to think that you can get out of it, but I promise you still can.
If it started in your childhood, it's probably your parents.
It's probably your parents' fault.
Who taught you really negative modes of belief. They are probably the people who put these ideas into your head.
Tell you you weren't smart enough to figure out how to do something scary or big or challenging.
Or whatever it is. Or you know, didn't tell you differently when you had these ideas about anxiety or depression. They didn't tell you, oh, that's BS. You know, you could start thinking differently. Wake up in the morning. Make a decision now to think more positively. And again, there's evidence that depression can be solved by a placebo.
Have you heard about toxic positivity?
Yeah. Can you define it?
It's the new attack on positive mental health by the people who are supposedly mental health experts. It's people trying to say, like, oh, there are just people out there who are trying to tell you, just be positive, it'll solve all your problems, and that's toxic.
Well, it's also false. I mean, being positive will not solve all of your problems, but it will make your life better. And if you are positive, and that I've heard this for a long time, I've never heard the term toxic positivity, but one of our other co-hosts, he's not been on in a while, but Johnson, he's like a skeptic. It's sort of like the belief system that he has, if you can call it a belief system. But, you know, he's a skeptic, and so when it comes to positivity, he has all this evidence that, like, negativity is good for you and that negativity makes you live longer. And, like, he's gotten all kinds of things that have, like, backed him up that being negative is a good thing. So, you know, the people that are attacking those who are making an effort to be more positive. I have to wonder about them. You know what? Are they just trying to, you know, justify their own negativity about their own life in that way? Because I've been somebody who's believed in thinking positively for, I don't know, the last 20 years of my life at least.
And all you do is win.
No, that's not true. I mean,
it is.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, in the long run, yes. I mean, in the long run, I think that even a quote-unquote loss has lessons within it, and that it is an experience of growth. I mean, I've been to jail on more than one occasion for doing things like civil disobedience. I've lost those court cases. So, I mean, are those wins? From the small perspective of looking at it in the moment, it doesn't feel like a win when you get found guilty or whatever and you have to go into a cage. But is it an experience from which you can grow? Yeah, it is, if that's the experience that you want to have. And so that's what happened when I was first sent to jail for standing in front of a police cruiser back in a decade ago. It was 2011, I think, when I was finally sentenced for that. It happened in 2010. When I was first sent to jail for that, my thought was, I'm going to make this the most positive experience that I can possibly have. Because I knew that a lot of people had a really negative experience in jail, that they went into it with a lot of fear, that they were afraid of what might happen to them, that there might be somebody mean to them or whatever, the guards would be abusive or whatever it was that they were afraid of. There's a lot of stories about jail. They're scared straight and, you know, all this negative stuff. And I'm not saying bad experiences don't happen to people, but if you come at bad experiences from a positive perspective, you're more likely to see the good in them. You're more likely to see how you benefited from having that experience. And it's the same way of like when you, it's just when you think about certain people, like they show up in your life, when you think about a car, you know, let's say you just get a new car that's a certain type of, or a new car to you, used car, whatever. You get a new vehicle in your life, and then all of a sudden you see it everywhere. Did you notice this?
Yeah. Like, this used to happen to me, or this started happening to me with a friend. Like, he had one of these Dodge Nitros. It's these tiny little cars. I think it was a Dodge Nitro. Dang it, now I don't know for sure. But I had never heard of it. It was a super tiny car. Anytime he was driving on the highway, it was kind of, like, scary because I just felt like I was such a tiny car.
Like a European kind of car?
Yeah, 80 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden I would see them all the time. I'd be like, there's another one.
Yep.
one. Yeah, and I had never heard of them before that.
They were there. It's just that your consciousness was attuned to them. And that same thing happens when you are more positive. You're tuning your awareness, your consciousness, into positivity. You're more likely to see positive things happen. You're more likely to see positive aspects in people. This is one of the sort of gratitude experiments that you can do is... We all have people that we don't get along with, right? Like, that's just life. There's just going to be people that rub you the wrong way. They don't appreciate you. You don't get along with them or whatever. But if you can make, whether it be a coworker or a neighbor or, you know, family member, if you can make the conscious effort to see the positive in that person, find it. You know, if it's not immediately apparent, find positive things about them. And be aware of those things about that person.
I've definitely done that with coworkers. Like, just told myself, I'm going to have a positive experience with whoever today. Because I just, like, it was ruining my life, not hers, that she was annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, all of a sudden, you start to actually like being around them.
It changes your perspective. And ultimately, that's all that you can control. You can't control what the other people think. But I remember the story you were talking about. You were working at a hotel. There was somebody you didn't get along with. You changed your attitude about that person. And all of a sudden, you started becoming more friendly with that.
And now I love her.
Yeah, you completely changed the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is an incredible success story about the power of positivity. What could someone look at that and say, oh, well, that's toxic?
I don't know. It's literally just an attack on people having positive mental health. It's just these experts in colleges who decide to tell people what is right and wrong about mental health instead of, you know, like, honestly, like, I don't go to the doctor when I feel sad. That's weird to me. Like, everything that I think about mental health is just kind of a trial and error thing.
It comes from within you. Whatever the solution is, it's not going to be a pill. You know, whatever that pill's doing, it's just going to cover up. It's going to paper over the whatever it is that's inside of you from which these feelings are coming. You've got to solve whatever it is inside of you before you're going to have a better experience outside. Be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi would say. 603-283-6160, that's our number here, and you can join us live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
can join us here. The phone lines, 603-283-6160. The old number's back, and it's working, and hopefully it'll work better than ever, we're hoping. We're still testing it. In fact, we actually have somebody on those lines right now calling from Rogers Campground. We're going to tell you more about that. Also want to say thank you to Dan Krafzig. He is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Dan contributes $10 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And that is a way for you to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations. We've got about 185 stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. And I don't just mean across the country. I mean as far out as Guam. We are on in Guam as well. So,
and satellite all the way into Africa.
That's true as well. Yeah, free-to-air satellite. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with credit card, with PayPal, and technically Bitcoin, even though I can't receive those payments. So you probably shouldn't do the Bitcoin. Credit card or PayPal.
I thought Mark can do it.
Mark can't really do much of anything when it comes to technology. So amp.freetalklive.com will let you become an amplifier, just like Dan. He did gold level. That's $10 a month. We only ask for $5, so I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you for the extra there, and thanks for supporting Free Talk Live. Matt is with us, our Thursday night co-host. He's actually out at the campground. You arrived last night, which would have been the eve of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we got here last night about 10:30, 11 o'clock. It was about 70 beautiful degrees outside,
wow.
A little bit humid, a little tough to sleep, so a little warm, but the weather today was absolutely gorgeous all day long, and
nice.
We just went through a brutal thunder and lightning storm with a lot of wind.
Wow.
It seems to have let up now, and we're doing good.
Yeah, that happens up there. I mean, the weather can change in just a few moments, but most of the time, you know, this is the first week, official week of summer, right? This is a good time to get up to the North Country in New Hampshire. Most of the time, most years, you get mostly sunny weather, but every now and then rains will come through and it cools things down, and it's always welcome.
I bet it's beautiful.
It really is.
To be in the mountains when it's raining.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well right now.
Now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a festival that's gone on since 2003, and it actually started at Rogers Campground way back when. And it was called something else back in the original days. I think it was called, like, Escape to New Hampshire or something like that. And then they changed the name to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It left Rogers for a couple of years, and it was actually held, for whatever reason, they held it at like a state-run campground for 2 years. And they finally went back to Rogers, thank goodness.
Yeah, that was Gunstock, right?
That's right, yep. And yeah. Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, is the largest campground in the entire landmass of New Hampshire. This is the biggest one. And it sold out this year for the very first time ever in the history of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What are you seeing on day number one, Matt, as far as you've been to a lot of these festivals with me and others over the years? You know what day number one is like. It's the slowest day. The festival builds up toward the end of the week. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, I'm looking at a Thursday crowd right now.
It's amazing.
So this, we usually wouldn't see this many people until Thursday of the week, and it's Monday. So there's a lot of people here already, It's pretty crazy.
What kind of events have been going on?
I haven't really done any events, honestly, because I've been trying to set up the site and, you know, just get my tent and everything put up and the air mattress and the furniture blown up and get the canopy squared away, everything tied down. It's supposed to rain today, so I want to make sure everything's kind of tethered down to the ground really well. So
yeah, Monday, I mean, of course, is the arrival day it's the official first day. You know, they're probably still putting up a lot of tents all around the campground. But nonetheless, some people do come prepared. They show up over the weekend, and they get set up to where they're. I heard that Kirby's Q, which is a local barbecue place that's run by Free State Project Early Movers, they're a regular there. I heard they were selling breakfast this morning.
They were. I stopped and talked to Carol and Ken today. They actually have two tents up today. Well, one tent and their barbecue trailer. So they've got their barbecue trailer that they have every year.
Nice.
And they have some the preserved foods and things set up that they've made, too, and they've got that whole tent set up on the other side of the camp.
I've heard from good sources that Carolyn's the best cook on Earth.
Ooh, I mean, there's a lot of good cooks at this event.
There are a lot of good cooks up there, but Kirby's Q is definitely solid. Little Zoe's is also here, too. They're going to be all
nice.
Week.
Nice.
Yep.
I mean, are people taking cryptocurrency? Are you seeing that amongst the vendors this year?
Yep. And the most exciting part about that to me is that this will be the first time that a lot of the festival attendees will actually have real-life use experience with crypto.
Right, because there's so many people that are going to be showing up this year. They've never been to New Hampshire before. That means they probably have never spent cryptocurrency before. Even online, a lot of people have just bought crypto and they've never done anything except held on to it. This is going to change that. The Porcupine Freedom Festival was the first place on the planet where there's really like a cryptocurrency community that rises up.
Yeah, we were technically the first economy for crypto in the world.
Yeah, and that goes back to like 2011 or 2012. I forget which year it was. It was one of those years where people like Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, AKA Bitcoin Jesus, Eric Voorhees.
So we have a lot of stories. I know one particular story of one person who apparently spent 24 Casatius coins. Those are physical Bitcoins that are worth about three times as much as a regular Bitcoin.
Yeah, like the one the FBI stole from the studio safe.
Stole from you, But I remember back then, somebody spent 24 of those for two tacos.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so those are a couple of really expensive tacos these days.
Now, last year, the new thing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the subsequent festival, which happens the week afterwards, called Forkfest, was Goldbacks. And I actually just got a text message, I don't know, a half hour ago. Some of the guys from Goldback have traveled all the way from Utah. They called me on a Utah cell phone, and they're driving up there right now. They're probably going to be pulling into the park within a few minutes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
those people and their product are outstanding.
Yeah, I wish I could be up there to meet them. From what I understand, they may be setting up on the Free Talk Live site at RV46, or if there's not enough room, I think you actually invited them to your site there. Was it 48?
Yeah, well, RV48? I'm only at RV48. I'm only two doors down from RV46.
Yeah, so I gave them your phone number, and they've got Aria's contact info. So, like I said, they might be pulling in the middle of the night or the evening here, but it'll be great to have them at this event because last year, Goldbacks were a huge hit, considering they'd never been even heard of before by most of the people on the campground, and almost every vendor was readily accepting them.
They're so pretty and cool.
Yeah, what's that, Bonnie?
Oh, they're so pretty and cool. When you first see them, you just want to know what they are.
They are pretty and cool. They are very, very interesting. In fact, the one of the agents, when they raided the Free Talk Live studios, had a ton of questions about them, and he was interested in them. I felt he was interested in them not for professional reasons, but for personal reasons. I think he was wanted to know where he could get some, to be honest with you. I explained that they were a measured amount of gold straight on the back of a piece of polymer, roughly shaped like a bill. And
are you going to be taking them at your booth? I know you're planning on selling chili, right?
I didn't get time to cook anything. I was going to, but I didn't bring any cash. So if I'm going to be doing any business here at PortTrust, it's going to be in cryptocurrency. And if people aren't accepting it, then I'm not doing business with them.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling with the update here tonight. And have fun up there. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are on the scene of a shooting that left an officer dead in a suburb of Denver. Residents in a section of Old Town Arvada were told to shelter in place as police canvassed the area. At least one other person was taken to the hospital after the shooting. The Biden administration announcing it has allocated the last 55 million of the 80 million COVID-19 doses it pledged to distribute across the world by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explaining why it's taking a while for the vaccines to get to other countries.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
The administration announcing 75% of the vaccine doses will go to COVAX, the International Vaccine Sharing Program. USA Radio News. Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for local residents and border agents. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto addresses some of the misconceptions Americans have regarding the recent immigration surge on Fox Business.
People have this false sense that the drugs that come in, the individuals that are coming in illegally, they're staying on our southern border, and they're not. They're affecting everyone throughout the country. They're affecting your school system. They're affecting, you know, the medicals. There's so many things, domino effects that are created because of that.
Major League Baseball pitchers now must undergo a check to make sure they're not doctoring baseballs. The MLB's crackdown starts Monday and includes the possibility of fines and suspensions. If a player refuses an inspection, they could be ejected. The rule comes in an effort to potentially curtail pitchers' dominance this season. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phone number here to join us on the radio. Bring up what you want. It's 603-283-6160. So glad to have that number back. That's 603-283-6160. And unfortunately, you and I, Bonnie, we are stuck here in Keene, New Hampshire for the next 2 weeks. Because, well, I'm on restrictive bail conditions. You're not, but you want to hang out with me, so I appreciate you for that. So thank you.
And I get to have you all to myself.
Indeed. And, well, Coconut, too. But it would be great to be up there, and it sounds like it's already a record-setting year with as Matt, who is our co-host, was just on the phone with us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival on day number one, describing this the number of people that are there as like a normal Thursday turnout from Monday. So, you know, what always happens at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is some people can't come up for all 7 days of it. So, like, if all you can get off is your weekend or whatever, then a lot of people start coming up on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, then, of course, the event peaks on Saturday. And some people go home Sunday. Some stay on to attend ForkFest, which is happening this year. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. Somebody else actually launched another ForkFest website this year for the first time called ForkFest.com, which actually has an interactive map where you can find out where people are at, like where the food vendors are and where people are going to be doing whatever sort of vending or partying or whatever it is they want to put on that map, which is a really cool addition to ForkFest this year. And that map, I believe, is active through the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. So go to ForkFest.party to learn more about ForkFest. It's going to happen from June 28th through July 4th this year. Believe that the fireworks that the park does is going to be on July 3rd this year. So
yeah, like the night of.
Correct. It doesn't always happen on the 4th due to the 4th not always being on a Saturday. But as close to the 4th as they can get it, that's when they do their fireworks on that closest Saturday. So if you can't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because, again, it's a sold-out event. So if you don't have your ticket now, the only way you can get a ticket is if somebody else can't go and wants to sell it to you.
Yeah, apparently Angie said there's a Telegram group. I don't know what the group is called, but there's a Telegram group where people are selling ForkFest tickets.
As I understand it, the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year has made a move onto Telegram like never before. It used to be that they had like a sort of a proprietary piece of software that was like an events managing kind of software, and I think they got rid of that this year.
Sounds dumb.
It was actually pretty decent. It was called Hoova, and for what it did a good job, but from what I understand, it was probably an expensive thing.
But what do you mean proprietary? Like, you have to have a certain phone?
No, it would work for any phone, but it was, I mean, Telegram's technically proprietary, although it is open source and it's client end. But Hoova is like, you know, it's a closed source thing. They own the app, this company, and you have to pay to be on the app. So you have to pay them to have your event on their app, basically. And it makes it easy for people to connect and, you know, have an event schedule and things like that. So I think it was a good app, but I don't know what they charge. Ari and I actually tried to look into it last year for ForkFest. We wanted to find out, like, you know, what does it cost to get into this thing, get on this app. We wanted to get ForkFest on there, for instance. And it was one of those things where you couldn't find the price on their website. You had to, like, call and talk to one of their salespeople, and then they pitch you on it. And then, you know, it's per user you're probably paying or whatever. It was likely a very, very expensive app. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival, with their new organizer this year, Dennis, he embraced Telegram, and they've created, like, official Porcupine Freedom Festival Telegram chat. So I think if you like, go to porkfest.com, there may be a way to connect and find out where those channels are. But, like, you know, you and I aren't going, so we're not on there. And I'm not even allowed to use Telegram under my my bail restrictions. So that's happening right now. If you can't get to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, come to ForkFest. I mean, it's an event that sort of sprung out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's why it's called ForkFest. It was a fork, if you will, of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so it happens the week after. It includes a lot of the same people, a lot of people who are like, you know what, I'd rather be here for 2 weeks rather than one. They stay on after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they stay another week. Now, some people actually come just for ForkFest. So what will happen this weekend is the Porcupine Freedom Festival will sort of wind down on Sunday. Some people who have to go back to work or only plan to be here for a week, they got to leave. So they pack up their campsites and they take off. And then some people who, again, could only get a week off, they wanted to come to ForkFest because they prefer the more decentralized approach, because ForkFest has no organizer. There's no one deciding what goes on. Every individual who attends the event makes their own decision as to what to do or what to provide as far as services or food or whatever it is they want to do. And so every individual sort of decides at ForkFest. So it's a kind of a different vibe. And so some people just want to come up for that. So then next Monday, we'll see, again, numbers will go down likely at the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival somewhat, and then they'll come back up a little bit more during ForkFest. Now, odds are ForkFest is probably not going to be sold out. From what I understand, not only is the Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out of tickets, like 3,000 tickets got sold, which is almost twice what their biggest year was previously. They had like a 1,700-person year at their peak in, I don't know, 2014 or so. And so this is way bigger than that. The entire campground is sold out, every campsite, every RV site, every
hotel room. How many people? How many tickets?
3,000 people. That would make this event, I think probably, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong on this, somebody out there, 603-283-6160, that may make the Porcupine Freedom Festival the biggest libertarian event, or voluntarist, or anarchist, whatever you want to call it, libertarian event in America, hands down.
I mean, that's like a huge high school. Imagine just everyone at a huge, like, inner city high school. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a ton of people, and a lot of them are going to be there for the very first time ever. They've never come to New Hampshire before, because all of a sudden, 2020, with the whole COVID crackdown, that brought it home to a lot of libertarians. Like, hey, it's time to start thinking about making a move. It's time to start, look, your government, these government gangsters, they're...
Texas,
you know, you name it. There's a ton of places across the country that were total crackdown places and or mostly total crackdown, you know, places. And people finally, now that they've been freed from a lot of their jobs that, you know, you can work remotely, that was, of course, a big reason for people staying where they were. Well, it's my job. I've got a job here.
We heard about someone yesterday who's moving up here now because of during COVID, he got to start working remotely.
It's perfect.
Yep. Good excuse.
Now, is he already here? Or is he?
He's here.
Okay, great. Because there's a lot of people that actually do make the move this week. Like, they pack their car up with whatever belongings. They sold a bunch of their stuff in their house, pack up whatever's left, make the move during the Pork Fest week, make the move during the Fork Fest week coming up, and then they never leave, and they stay here. So I think we're going to see record numbers. We saw record numbers of Free State Project movers last year. I think we're going to break that number this year, and I hope that we smash through it with more liberty-minded activists, people coming up here to make a better life for themselves. I mean, aside from the federal government smashing in our windows back in March, Bonnie, how's your move been so far?
It's been amazing because, I mean, it's not that I didn't have a lot of friends in San Antonio. I had a lot of friends there and I had fun there, but my life just felt a lot more like kind of just like going through the motions, and like I felt like my life was just more like pointless there. Like I was making money for me and Coconut to survive and then having fun with my friends when I wasn't working. But now it's like all my friends here really believe in something important. And the stuff I do for, like, the church is really feels important to me. I don't think that I'm just, like, eating pizza to survive to the next day so I can
Uber
Eats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love that I just feel this, like, immense love for my friends up here because they're just people who really understand, like, they value the same things I do. Like, Chris Wade, I love him so much. I just, like, I've become really good friends with Chris Wade ever since he was here recording in the morning while we were being attacked by the government on March 16th.
When he recorded video outside at 6 in the morning,
yeah.
He came out here.
Gesture.
Yeah, the people up here are outstanding, and you'll get a taste of that if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you've never been around more than 2 or 10 libertarians, well, now you can be around 3,000 of them, and there are going to be people who you really get along with, and it's going to be a great time. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com to learn more about that event. This is Free Talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. They help me. They can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
We'll take your calls, your thoughts about what you want. Coming up, Bonnie, you've got kind of a related story to what we've been talking about with college students being even more anxious and depressed.
Suicidal.
And, yeah, screwed up, suicidal as a result of the COVID restrictions. You've got something about stay-at-home orders backfiring on people.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. We also got a check-in from one of our co-hosts at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that just kicked off today. It sounds like it's going to be an epic week up there. Lots of great speeches. You can get a list of things that are going on. Just go to the Porkfest website, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, and join if you can. If you can get one of the second-hand tickets, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get them at this point. If not, go on up to Forkfest the week after and enjoy, you know, sort of a more toned down but yet still a lot of fun event.
Party event.
Yeah, it's more of a party. Good people at both of these events. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Mike is on the line listening to WOCA there in Ocala. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Ian. Yeah, Ian, with your with your restrictions and stuff, I had a idea, a bug to put in your ear regarding the Forkfest and all that. I didn't know what you could and could not do, but I had an idea. The drone would be too expensive and maybe too dangerous, but how about taking a burner phone and then put it on a remote control vehicle and run around the campground, and you can be sitting there watching and talking to people, and it wouldn't be the same thing by any means. It's just an idea to throw out there.
That's an interesting idea. There was actually something that happened similar to this years ago. It was, I don't know, 2014 or 2015. I was at a Bitcoin conference, and we broadcast from a number of these Bitcoin conferences over the years. And Roger Veer, who's a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, he renounced citizenship from the United States because the government just kept on coming after him, trying to put him in prison for things like, you know, importing fireworks and other, you know, victimless crimes. times. And so he decided he was going to leave, and he did. And he's been living the good life in places like Japan and Antigua and elsewhere ever since. But he wanted to appear at this Bitcoin conference, so they set up like a, I don't know if it was like a Segway or something like that. You guys remember the single person mobile units that have wheels on them? They're like battery operated.
Yeah.
So they set up like a Segway with a like a tablet on it. And so Roger was able to remote control this Segway device from wherever, Japan or wherever he happened to be at the moment, and it had his face, live video feed of him on the tablet. So there was a robo Roger driving around this convention. Now, of course, it was a convention, so it's inside a hotel where you've got nice flat floors. It's easy to move something like that around. It'd be a little more challenging at Roger's campground where, let's just say, the roads aren't in the best shape when it comes to getting from campsite to campsite, because generally, it's hard to keep roads in good condition in a cold place like New Hampshire, and so there's all kinds of, like, what they call up here, frost heaves. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I was just something just thrown out there because I didn't know what your restrictions entailed or what have you, and that's why I thought the cheaper version, my idea, would be like a little remote control.
I think it's a great idea. People would love it. I obviously still have plenty of things to do here at the studio. We've got to provide broadcast support for our team that's up there. But, hey, Mike, anything else you want to comment on tonight?
Just appreciate what y'all do, and I like how you approach life and the non-aggression principle and how you've dealt with things, even personally, not just the recent thing, but even before then, how you would communicate how to not only deal with life, but how to present your ideas in a non-aggressive way or retaliatory way.
Love it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time. And thanks for calling tonight. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I love it too, and it's really, really a discipline to live your life like that. I can't even say that I really live my life like that, but Ian does, and it's hard to always check yourself when you're being angry or, annoyed with the state. It can always come back to bite you if you're annoyed with the state, even if you're completely in the right, like we saw it happen to Nobody. Mm-hmm. He was upset because he was being held in a cage 23 hours a day for no actual crime. And he had a public defender lawyer who wouldn't talk to him for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then, he made a big crime of complaining about the people doing this to him, and they're using that as an excuse, his words during that time, as an excuse to hold him in longer, trying to claim that he's a violent person when he's never been violent in 52 years.
Yeah, well, he did say some things that weren't that different from some of the things he said on the air, sadly. But, and it's something I've been arguing with him about for the last, I don't know, year or two, maybe, it seems like, at this point.
But words are not violence.
No, they're not. But unfortunately, they will interpret them as encouraging.
That's what they would
violence,
do. I just don't think that there should be a system that can put you in a cage for words that you speak.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. And I think Nobody should be out. I think that even if he hadn't said those things, I think they still would have denied him bail in the same way that they denied me bail, and I didn't say any of those things. But just because it's no skin off the magistrate's back to deny somebody bail, she's not, even if she gets overturned, which she was in my case, so the magistrate's the first judge, quote-unquote judge, that hears a bail hearing, she says no to bail. Well, if she gets overturned by the next judge, she doesn't get, her pay docked or anything like that. There's not, she doesn't get a public flogging. There's nothing bad that happens to her as a result of that. It's just, I got overturned. And she has no penalty whatsoever for making the decision to keep somebody in a cage.
She gets to go home and sleep in her own bed at 5 o'clock p.m. that night.
Well, why wouldn't she? She's there to back the state. And so hopefully nobody is in the process of appealing, from what I understand. By the way, that's our co-host we're referring to here.
Oh, yeah.
Who's still in a cage after six of the Liberty activists were arrested, the Crypto Six. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that. He's the only one of the six that's still in a cage today. You can reach directly out to him. I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you. If you enjoyed him being on the show and you want to comment to him about, whatever you feel like talking to him about, he's... got all kinds of time on his hands. So you can go to thecrypto6.com, get the mailing address there for Nobody, and send him a nice note. And or send him a book. I imagine he still needs books. You know, if he's in there like I was, and I know he's not in 23-hour lockdown at this time. He was initially because everybody that's brought into the jail for 2 weeks, they're quarantined, quote-unquote, due to COVID. So everyone spends at least 14 days in 23-hour-a-day lockdown there. And so now he's out, I believe, in population and has been for a while. So he is able to go out and, you know, play cards with the other inmates and talk to the other inmates. So it does make passing the time a little bit easier if you're in that sort of situation. But it's nice to have books to read when you want to do that. And so, again, his address information is at thecrypto6.com, which, speaking of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, from what I'm told, ForkFest is the number one sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and that allowed the people who did the ForkFest sponsorship to name the stage. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's like the main pavilion. It's got the big stage on it, and that's where all the big speeches, you know, Ross Ulbricht's mom or whoever else happens to be speaking there, Jeffrey Tucker, Tom Woods, you know, all the speeches are given from there. And so you'll see there's going to be a ForkFest banner, I'm sure, right next to the stage, real big. But they're calling the stage itself the Crypto 6 stage. Did you know that?
Yeah, I had heard that. That's so cool.
I think that's fantastic. It's going to bring a level of, I think, exposure to the Crypto 6 that maybe we haven't had yet. I also heard through the rumor mill that Aria, our co-host, is expected to speak on Saturday, so on the final day, when the big day at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She will be on stage just before lunchtime, so a lot of people are going to be awake at that time. They're going to be out looking for something to do, and so she's going to have, I think, is it a panel discussion? Have you heard this? I've heard it might be a panel.
I'm not sure if it's a panel, but I know she's going to give like a whole speech about
the Crypto 6.
No, just the Crypto 6. Well, the implications, like what this means for the world, this case.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be important. I wish I could be there to see it. Hopefully somebody will get video and put it online so even the people who weren't there will be able to see this speech. So you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Bonnie, you've got a story about the stay-at-home orders and how they have backfired. And what will that mean? I'm just going to predict more depression, more suicide. I mean, we'll see how much of it is a retread of the college story out there, but I'm curious to see what happens in this one. Of course, you can join us as well and bring up whatever is on your mind. Also on the way here tonight, vaccinated people are still nervous. They're still afraid about going back to normal. We can talk about them as well. You can join us on Free Talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.